Welcome to Zichu Daf Siman Mem Rabbi Avraham Goldhar, and today we're Zechas Yuma Daf Peh Hey, the eighth parak Yom Kippurim. So the three topics we're going to focus on: number one, the Mishnah Daf Peh Gimel Amud Aleph brought the halachos relate to Mishnah Nafal Rav Mapolas, a person upon whom a building collapsed on him on Shabbos. It was taught in a brace on this daf when cleaning rubble from a victim ad heichnu bodek, up to where on the person's body does one examine to see whether he's still alive. Rashi explains that the case where the victim is not moving and appears to be dead. The Gemara answers ad chotmo, up to his nose. Rashi explains that if there's no breathing, he's certainly dead and should be left there until after Shabbos. Yesha omrim ad libo, and some say up to his heart to determine if there's a heartbeat. Baduku matze el yonim mesim, lo yomer kvar mesu ad tachtonim. If one checked and found the bodies in the top layer of the heap to be dead, he should not say that the lower ones have certainly died already. Rather, one should continue to clear away the rubble on the chance that those in the bottom of the heap are still alive. Point number two, the Gemara brings a brace and presents several opinions regarding the source for the halacha that pikuach nefesh dochas Shabbos. Saving a life is dochas Shabbos. The last opinion is that of Rabbi Shimon Manasi, who brings the pasuk that states, V'sham b'nei Yisrael Shabbos, lasos is a Shabbos l'dor osam. B'nei Yisrael shall observe Shabbos in order to perform the Shabbos throughout the generations. Amr Torah, chila lav Shabbos achas, k'dei sheishmor Shabbosos harbe. The Torah said, be machal one Shabbos by saving his life so that he may observe many Shabbosim. Rav Yehuda said, in the name of Shmuel, had I been there among the Tanaim discussing this, I would have said that my source is better than theirs. It says in the Pasuk, you shall guard my decrees and my laws, that man shall carry them out, v'chai behem, and by which he shall live. This implies, v'lo she'yamus behem, but he shall not die on their account. So we see from here that the saving of a life overrides any mitzvah aside from the three cardinal sins. Rava compares Shmuel's source to the others and shows that they can all be refuted except for Shmuel's. And point number three, the final mission of the Masechta states, Misa v'Yom HaKippurim mechapim ima tshuva. Death and Yom Kippur are mechaper together with tshuva. The Gemara infers from this that they are mechaper with tshuva, but on their own, without tshuva, they're not mechaper. So based on this, the Gemara suggests that the mission is not in accordance with Rebbe, for it was taught in a braisa. Rebbe says, Al kol aver shebatorah ben asa tshuva ben lo asa tshuva, Yom HaKippurim mechaper. For all averes in the Torah, whether the transgressor did tshuva or not, Yom Kippur is mechaper. Chutz meporek ol megal panim b'torah umefer bris basar. Except for one who throws off the yoke of God by denying Hashem, one who acts insolently towards the Torah by ridiculing it, and one who violates bris mil, which Rashi in Sanhedrin explains to mean that he refuses to be circumcised or he pulls the remnant of his orla over to conceal it. Yom Kippur is not mechaper if they do not do tshuva. So the Gemara answers that the Mishnah can even follow the view of Rebbe, for although one who does tshuva before Yom Kippur still requires Yom Kippur does not require teshuva. So once again, the three points are number one. The Mishnah and Daf Peh Gimel Amud Aleph brought the halachos related to Mishnah Nafal Rav Mapolas, a person upon whom a building collapsed on him on Shabbos. It was taught in a brisa on this daf when cleaning rubble from a victim, ad heichnu bodek, up to where on the person's body does one examine to see whether he's still alive. Rashi explains that the cases where the victim is not moving and appears to be dead. The Gemara answers ad chotmo, up to his nose. Rashi explains that if there's no breathing, he's certainly dead and should be left there until after Shabbos. V'yesh omrim ad libo, and some say up to his heart to determine if there's a heartbeat. Baduk matze el yonim mesim, lo yomer kvar mesu ad tachtonim. If one checked and found the bodies in the top layer of the heap to be dead, he should not say that the lower ones have certainly died already. Rather, one should continue to clear away the rubble on the chance that those in the bottom of the heap are still alive. Point number two, the Gemara brings a braisa that presents several opinions regarding the source of the halacha that pikuach nefesh dochas Shabbos, saving a life is dochas Shabbos. The last opinion is that of Rabbi Shimon Manasseh, who brings the pasuk that states, V'sham b'nei Yisrael Shabbos, lasos is Shabbos l'dor osam. B'nei Yisrael shall observe Shabbos in order to perform the Shabbos throughout the generations. Amr Torah, chila lav Shabbos achas, k'dei sheishmor Shabbosos harbe. The Torah said, be machal one Shabbos by saving his life, so that he may observe many Shabbosim. Rabbi Yehuda said in the name of Shmuel, had I been there among the Tanaim discussing this, I would have said that my source is better than theirs. It says in the pasuk, you shall guard my decrees and my laws, that man shall carry them out, v'chai behem, and by which he shall live. This implies, v'lo she'yamus behem, but he shall not die on their account. So we see from here that the saving of a life overrides any mitzvah aside from the three cardinal sins. Rava compares Shmuel's source to the others and shows that they all can be refuted except for Shmuel's. And point number three, the final mission of the Masechta states, Misa v'Yom HaKippurim mechaprim ima tshuva. Death and Yom Kippur are mechaper together with tshuva. The Gemara infers from this that they're mechaper with tshuva, but on their own without tshuva. They're not mechaper. So based on this, the Gemara suggests the mission is not in accordance with Rebbe. For it was taught in a braisa, Rebbe says, Al kol aver shebatorah bein asa tshuva bein lo asa tshuva, Yom HaKippurim mechaper. For all avers in the Torah, whether the transgressor did tshuva or not, Yom Kippur is not mechaper. chutz meporek ol megal panim b'torah umeh for bris basar, except for one who throws off the yoke of God by denying Hashem, one who acts insolently towards the Torah by ridiculing it, and one who violates bris mila, which Rashi in Sanhedrin explains to mean that he refuses to be circumcised or he pulls the remnant of his orla over to conceal it. Yom Kippur is not mechaper if they do not do tshuva. The Gemara answers that the Mishnah can even follow the view of Rebbe, for although one who does tshuva before Yom Kippur still requires Yom Kippur does not require teshuva. All right, so now we go to our simon for daf pehei, and our simon is related to a peh, a mouth, and we use a dentist. So here goes. The dentist who was pulled out from the lowest level of the clinic that collapsed on Shabbos by the dedicated members of the V'chai Behem rescue team resolved then and there to do tshuva, knowing he would also need next Yom Kippur for kapara. Once again, in slow motion. The dentist, that must be one daf pehei, mouth. The dentist who was pulled out from the lowest level of the clinic that collapsed on Shabbos, which reminds us, it's a malchus up to where on the person's body does one examine to see whether someone is still alive in a collapsed building. The Tanakhama holds up to his nose to see if he's breathing, and the Yesh Omrim holds up to his heart to determine if there's a heartbeat. We also learn that if one checked and found the bodies in the top layer of the heap to be dead, he should continue to clear away the rubble on the chance that those in the bottom of the heap are still alive. So the dentist who was pulled out from the lowest level of the clinic that collapsed on Shabbos by the dedicated members of the V'chai Behem rescue team, which reminds us, the Gemara brings a braisa that presents several opinions regarding the source for the halacha that Pikuach Nefesh is Dochas of Shabbos. Reviewed to said in the name of Shmuel that he felt he had the best source, V'chai Behem Voshi Yamus Behem. And Rava compares Shmuel's source to the others and shows that they can all be refuted except for Shmuel's. So the dentist who was pulled out from the lowest level of the clinic that collapsed on Shabbos by the dedicated members of the V'chai Behem rescue team resolved then and there to do teshuva, knowing he would also need next Yom Kippur for kapara. Which reminds the final mission of the Masechta states, Misav Yom Kippur mechaprim im teshuva. Death and Yom Kippur are mechaper together with teshuva. And the Gemara infers from this that they're mechaper with teshuva, but on their own, without teshuva, they're not mechaper. And based on this, the Gemara suggests that the mission is not in accordance with Rebbe, who taught that Yom Kippur is mechaper even when the transgressor did not do teshuva. The Gemara answers that the mission can even follow the view of Rebbe, for although one who does teshuva before Yom Kippur still requires Yom Kippur does not require teshuva. So once again, the dentist who was pulled out from the lowest level of the clinic that collapsed on Shabbos by the dedicated members of the V'chai Behem rescue team resolved then and there to do teshuva, knowing he would also need next Yom Kippur for kapara. All right, now it's time for a four-block back chazar. Daf payoff. So the simon daf payoff is a grandpa. So here goes. The grandpa. That must be more than daf payoff. The grandpa who was always grumpy when he only ate a chetzi shira of food with a chetzi shira of drink, which reminds me of Chissa said the ton of our mission, which stated ha'och v'shoso emut starfin, is Rabbi Yeshua, who holds that when it comes to tuma, if the degree of tuma is the same but not their shear, the items are not mitstarf. Rav Nachman said our mission can also be according to the Rabban, who hold that items with different shearing of tuma do combine. In the case of tuma, the halacha concept of tuma in all its various degrees and measures is in the final analysis one and the same, but here, in the case of eating and drinking Yom Kippur, the liability is on account of putting the mind at ease, and the mind of one who ate and drank chetzi shiurim is not at ease. So the grandpa, who was always grumpy when he only ate a chetzi shira of food with a chetzi shira of drink, was ready to be mosim mechol al kodesh, which reminds us that we reconcile the contradictory psukim of v'nisim esnav shosechem betishal kodesh, and you shall afflict yourselves on the ninth of the month, with the pasuk be'erev in the evening, which implies that one begins fasting only from nightfall, that one begins fasting when it's still day of the ninth. From here we learn shemosif mechol al kodesh, that we add from the weekday unto the holy, and we learn that we add from the weekday unto the holy upon its departure as well, from erev ad erev, from evening until evening. So the grandpa, who was always grumpy when he only ate a chetzi shira of food with a chetzi shira of drink, was ready to be mosi mochol al kodesh after eating like a king erev Yom Kippur on the ninth. Which reminds us, Chiyabar Rav Medifti taught the v'nisim esnav shosechem b'tisha, and you shall afflict yourselves on the ninth of the month. It's coming to tell you, ko och v'shosu b'tshi malav akasav ki lo hisana tishi v'asiri. If one eats and drinks on the ninth, the Torah treats him as if he had fasted on the ninth and the tenth. Daf pei beis. So the simmer daf pei beis is a pub. So here goes. The pregnant mother who was training her young children to fast in Yom Kippur was so overcome with a craving from the wafting smell of a chazer from the pub next door. Pub? That must be more in daf pei beis. The pregnant mother was training her young children to fast in Yom Kippur, which reminds the Gemara discusses when to begin training children to fast in Yom Kippur, and that healthy children are trained a year earlier than sickly children. So the pregnant mother who was training her young children to fast on Yom Kippur was so overcome with a craving from the wafting smell of a chazer from the pub next door that she sucked on a juicy thin reed, which reminds us of the discussion about feeding a pregnant woman with a craving, and that at first we try to relieve her craving by sticking a spindle into the liquid of the prohibited meat and placing it in her mouth to suck on. Ultimately, if she can't be relieved by any means, we feed her the very fat of the prohibited food, for there's nothing that stands in the way of saving life other than the three cardinal sins of Avodah Zarah, Ogili Arias, and Shvichus Damim. So the pregnant mother who was training her young children to fast on Yom Kippur was so overcome with a craving from the wafting smell of chazer from the pub next door that she sucked on a juicy thin reed, relieved that she wasn't violating one of the three cardinal sins, which reminds us the Gemara proceeds to bring the sources that one must give up his life rather than commit one of the three cardinal sins, and that the halacha that one must give up his life rather than commit murder is based on the svara of my chazit adamit didach sumach tvei. For what do you see to assume that your blood is redder than that of the victim? Daf Pei Gimel. So the Simmer Pei Gimel is a pogo stick. So here goes. The sick pogo stick champion. Pogo stick champion. That must be one Daf Pei Gimel. The sick pogo stick champion who told a group of doctors he desperately needed to eat, which reminds us of the sugya of went to feed a chola on Yom Kippur, and that Marba Ravashi was the more lenient opinion who said that wherever the sick person says, I need to eat, even if there are 100 experts who say he doesn't need to eat, we listen to him and feed him. For it says in the pasuk, Lev Yodei Amaras Nafsho, the heart knows the bitterness of its soul. So the sick pogo stick champion who told a group of doctors he desperately needed to eat leaped towards two huge piles of tevel and truma, which reminds the Malchus regarding one who is seized with bulmas what one would feed him if he only had tevel or truma to choose from. Ben Tema says we feed him truma because he holds tevel is more chumra because it's prohibited to all, whereas truma is fit for a kohen. The Tanakama holds we feed him tevel because truma is more chumra because it cannot be rendered fit for consumption, whereas tevel can be rendered fit for consumption by separating the appropriate trumas and maisras. So the sick pogo stick champion who told the group of doctors he desperately needed to eat leaped towards two huge piles of tevel and truma and landed on a sorceress practicing magic on her mad dog instead. Which reminds us, the Mishnah stated one who was bitten by a mad dog, we don't feed him from its liver lobe. Rashi explains that even though doctors use this treatment, it's not a valid enough cure for which the prohibition against eating non-kosher food would be suspended. The Gemara asks how the dog became afflicted with this condition. Rav says female sorcerers amuse themselves by practicing their sorcery on the dog. Shmuel said a ruach ra rests upon it. Daf Pei Dalet, so the Siman Daf Pei Dalet is a launch pad. So here goes. The noble woman who kept her healing secrets in a rocket ship launch pad? That must be one Daf Pei Dalet. The noble woman who kept her healing secrets in a rocket ship launch pad, which reminds the one who feels pain in a sore, referring to a condition known as Safidna, which begins in the teeth and gums and spreads to the intestines. We put medicine in his mouth for Shabbos because it's a Safek Nefashos. And the Kol Safek Nefashos Dorkas Shabbos. And the need to avoid any possible danger to life supersedes Shabbos. And the word brings the incident of Rabbi Yochan, who got a noble woman to share a secret remedy for this disease, which he then shared with the public. So the noble woman who kept her healing secrets in a rocket ship launch pad for diseases that needed 8 days of treatment beginning on Shabbos, which reminds us that one may be Machal Shabbos to save someone's life, not only when there's a possibility that he may die on this Shabbos, but even when there's a possibility he may die on another Shabbos. And the Gemara illustrates this halacha with the case of doctors who assess the patient requires treatment for 8 days, and the first day is Shabbos, which will then require be Machal Shabbos twice. So the noble woman who kept her healing secrets in a rocket ship launch pad for diseases that needed 8 days of treatment beginning on Shabbos was distraught when a father discovered them when he busted down the door to save his son, who had gotten locked inside. Which reminds us, it was taught in a Braisa that we tend to matters involving danger to life on Shabbos, even when it's necessary to be Machal Shabbos, Mahazari's Harizim Meshubak, and anyone who's quick to be Machal Shabbos to save a life is praiseworthy, and he doesn't need to obtain Rishus from Beis Din. If one saw that a child was locked in a room, and the child's very frightened, he may break down the door and take the child out. And the Gemara explains that this is permitted even though he intends to break down the door into pieces that he needs for some purpose. All right, that concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldin Zichu wishing you a great day and great learning.